Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special source for Gilas Shana Bas Nechagitl. The Baruch Abbas Chomasei Hadeh. We're going to be discussing the union of Nevuah and Ruach HaKodesh based on a very interesting article in the Sinai Torah Journal in number 128 from page Kuf Bei Kimmel. We find in Tanakh the union of Nevuah and the union of Ruach HaKodesh. Navi comes from the word Nivs Fasaim. That's the speaking of the mouth, the fruit of the mouth. And we find it Nun Beis Aleph many, many times, hundreds of times in Tanakh. We also have Ruach Hashem, Ruach Elokim. We find that dozens of times. Ruach HaKodesh we only find in Tanakh three times. Vehema Maru V'itzvot Ruach Kodesh, etc. Vayizkor Yimei Olam Moshe, etc. Hayah Hashem B'kirbo as Ruach Kodesh. So this is Yeshaya, Perek Samach Gimel, Sukkim Yud and Yud Aleph. There it says Ruach Kacho twice. And then the more famous Pasuk, Al Tashilchenim Lufanecha, Ruach Kacho, Al Tikach Mimeni. That's in Tehillim and Aleph Yud Gimel. There's also Ruach HaKodesh mentioned. In contrast to Tanakh, in Chazal, we find Ruach HaKodesh mentioned many times. And in the Rishonim and Achronim, this Musug became very deeply rooted. And they talk about this in relationship to Nevuah, Ruach HaKodesh versus Nevuah. So in the framework of this shir, we're going to discuss the differences between Nevuah and Ruach HaKodesh. We're not going to talk the difference between Nevuah and of Moshe and the other Nevi'im, but the difference between Ruach HaKodesh and Nevuah. It's very interesting to start with a Rambam and then a Mora in Chelek Beis, Perek Mem Hei, in the Mahadura of Rav Kapach, Mosad Rav Kook, it's on page Resh Samach Dalet. There he's talking about the difference between Nevi'im and Ksuvim, Ukiyotze Bezeh, Miruach HaKodesh, Chibar David Tilim, Chibar Shlomo Mishle, Vekolas Shir Shir, Vechain Daniel Vio, Vashir Divrayom, Shar Ksuvim, Chiyotze Bezeh, Miruach HaKodesh Neschabru, Vefikach Nikru Ksuvim. So why is Ksuvim called Ksuvim? What's the difference between Nevi'im and Ksuvim? Because Ksuvim was Mischaber Beruach HaKodesh. What's included in Ksuvim, David HaMelech and Tehillim, Shlomo, Mishle, Kohelis, etc., etc. V'kavanosam shem Ksuvim Beruach HaKodesh. So Ksuvim means that they are written in Ruach HaKodesh, with Ruach HaKodesh. And it's beferish in the Gemara that Megillus Esther was written with Ruach HaKodesh. And Vayitu the Rambam says, Imasharoi l'haral if kidav v'shlomo Daniel hem min hasug hazeh. So the Rambam contrasts David, Shlomo, and Daniel that they're speaking on the level of Ruach HaKodesh, and they're not speaking like Yeshaya, Yirmiyah, Nasan HaNavi, who are talking on the level of Nevuah. Have Omer that the Hevdel HaKroni, the fundamental difference between Nevi'im and Ksuvim, is that Nevi'im were written b'nevuah, and ksuvim were written b'ruach hakodesh, and so are the words of Rav Chasdai Kreskas in the Or Hashem, Maimer Beis Klal Dalet Perak Aleph, and Maduras Hagoyin Rav Shlomo Fisher, Yerushalayim, Tov Shin Nun, page Kuf Pei Vav, Velazeyu Kol Madregos Sholos, Madregos Oder Nevi'im V'Betorah, Madregos Shar Nevi'im V'Benevi'im, Madregas Hamadav Meruach HaKodesh V'Ksuv B'Ksuvim. So it's very clear. You have the other Nevi'im, that's Torah, that's Moshe Rabbeinu, as conveyed by Hashem. Then you have Shar Nevi'im, that's a Nevi'im, and then you have Madregas Hamadav Meruach HaKodesh, and that's Ksuvim. The Makor, that's the earliest, is the Ritz Ibn Geos. And so it appears also in the Hakdam of the Radak and the Meiri to Tehillim, and the Abarbanel and his Hakdama to Nevi'im Rishonim. The Gemara Maseches Megillah brings a pasuk in Daniel and explains it. V'yisani Daniel levadi asamare v'anashim asher hayu imi l'orom asamare v'acharad gadol enough l'aleim v'yisvirvuchu behechpe. So I, Daniel, saw the mare, and the people that were with me didn't see the Mara, but they were very, very afraid, and they ran away. So who are these people, says the Gemara in Megillah? Am Rabbi Yirmiyah, Chagi Zecharin Malacha, Inu Adifim Minei, Vu Adifim Minayu. He is better than they are, and they are better than he is. They are better than he is. Why? Because they're Nevi'im, and he, Daniel, is not a Navi.
But he's better than them because he saw this Mara and they didn't see this Mara. And Rashi says, what does it mean, Dinner Navi? Shenitznabu Yisrael b'shlichus v'shamakom v'lo nishlach Yisrael b'shum nevuah. They were sent to give nevuah, and he, Daniel, was not sent to give nevuah. So, the giluyim of Ruach HaKodesh Daniel had. Rav Kook talks of him very nice in the Ruach HaKodesh from this Gemara. He says that the nevuah is Ruach HaKodesh, which is well developed. The Ruach HaKodesh can develop into nevuah. Then again, you can have somebody who has huge Ruach HaKodesh, but it didn't develop into nevuah. So he's going to be greater in his Ruach HaKodesh than they are in their nevuah. But nevuah is a different madrega, it's a higher madrega. So there's an element of nevuah that's greater, there's an element of Ruach HaKodesh that's greater, and that's exactly pshat in this Gemara. Then mitzad, the nevuah, chagin, zechayim, malachi, were nevim. So they're in a different class, they're in the class of nevuah. But Daniel had a super Ruach HaKodesh that they didn't have. They and their nevuah didn't have this Ruach HaKodesh. You can have somebody, Chveis, who's an expert, he's a baki in Kol HaTorah Kula. But when it comes to Kachim, there's somebody else who's mamish, a Rangitan in Kachim, and he knows Kachim better than this person does. So really, Kachim is part of Kol HaTorah Kula. And the other person also knows Kachim. But this person has a special hitmachut, a special expertise in Kachim. So, that's the same idea here. On a more on a simplistic level, Ruach HaKodesh can develop into Nevuah, but you can have a super duper Ruach HaKodesh that even a Navi doesn't have, and therefore Daniel can have a Mara that they don't have. Rashi writes that a Navi is Mekabel as Nevuah B'Shlichus and a Baal Ruach HaKodesh is not. And this is similar to what it says in Lakutei Halachot about Ritzev and Geos. Shari Simcha of Rabbeinu Yitzchak ben Rabbi Yehuda ben Geos. It's called Mea She'arim Tafresh Chof Aleph Chelek Aleph, page 26. The Achakach Shel Ksuvim, he's talking about the tefillas that we start in Rosh Hashanah when we introduce the psukim. He's talking about the introduction that we have in the tefillas. It says V'Achakach Shel Ksuvim V'Omer V'Divrek Shekachacha Kasuv. So why is it called Divrei Kachicha? Because it's called, it's said Ruach HaKodesh. And Rav Hai says that we have a Mesaris that we call Ksuvim Divrei Kodesh, and we were makdim. Why? Because the Nevi'im were sent b'shlichus, and therefore it says Aidei Avodecha HaNevi'im. And Ksuvim were written Ruach HaKodesh, and therefore it says B'Divrei Kachicha. And the Meiri agrees to this, and his Akdama to Tehillim, Chasdei Kreskas and the Or Hashem, also the Abar Ben Elam, Ayonei HaYeshua, writes as follows: Umizei Yisbar Lecha Tam Acher Amiti, V'Nachum Achalukas Sifrei HaKodesh, Tor Nevim V'Ksuvim, V'Madrega Hasheni Sum Nevim Shai Shluchim La'am, Lolas Is Torah V'Lo L'Hoysi V'Lo Groi Menu Kim Bovad La'Torah V'Limu Tov V'Yudei Asidos, V'Zechei Lecha Nevim Nevim, were sent not to add on to the Torah, subtract, to say what's going to happen in the future, that's Nevi'im. Madrega Shlishis is they're not Shluchim La'am, they see Chazionos, they see Maris, and that's Ksuvim. Ve'elu ve'elu, Higil Madregas Nevuah Gemura. So it's interesting, the Abar Benel says the Bali Ruach HaKodesh are Nevi'im Gemurim, but they weren't sent by Nevuah Shlichus, whereas the Nevi'im were sent by Nevuah Shlichus. Then what tak is the difference between Nevi'im and Ksuvim? Because the difference between Nevi'im and Ksuvim is that the Nevi'im that we're writing were Shluchim. Well, then the Gemara in Bava Basra says that Shmuel wrote his Sefer, which is Nevi'im, and Megillas Rutz, which is in Ksuvim. Yirmiyahu wrote Melachim, which is Nevi'im, and Eicha, which is Ksuvim. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the Torah, which is Nevi'im, highest level of Navi possible, and according to the Gemara wrote Eov. So Moshe, Shmuel, and Yirmiyahu, they were all Shluchim La'am, so how can they write a book that's part of Ksuvim? So the Meiri talks about this in his Akdamah to Tehillim. So maybe we can say the difference isn't in the person saying it, maybe it's in the Sfarim themselves. What's the difference between Shmuel and Malachim and Divrei Yamim? Why is Divrei Yamim, which talks about things that it talks about in Shmuel and Malachim, why is that a Ksuvim, Shmuel and Malachim are Nevi'im? Why is Divrei Yamim Divrei Yamim is not Shlichus Lam and Shmuel and Malachim are? It's interesting that the Rambam Nisori Atara Zayin Zayin Mor Nevuchim Chalik Beis Periklam Zayin and the Ramchal and Derech Hashem in the Feldheim edition Chalik Gimel Perik Dalados Vav argue and hold that a Nevu is not necessarily a Navi, is not necessarily sent to be a Shliach Lav Dafka. The Rambam, the Mora, writes that Chelek Beis, Perek Mem Halef, Perek Mem Hei, writes that Bilam was a Baal Ruach HaKodesh, not a Navi. A Madrega Beis Zesh, Yomelav Shu Medav Ruach HaKodesh, and that's Bilam. They're speaking Baruch Hashem. But Rav Chesdai Kreskas argues and holds that Bilam was a Navi. Initially, Safik Bzesh, Arinu Beis, Shaya Rav, Ayim Bakish Lav Yisrael, Vamar Divrei Asidos, Ubrachos Yisrael. He's talking about the future, and he says Machzai Shakayechze. And Amara Machzai are one thing, and it was Behekitz. Vahayu Divrei Asidos Lam Shalom Levad. It was real futuristic predictions. So he says that when he was giving Nevuah, he was evil, and he's talking about the future. But it's interesting that he says that these are Divrei Asidos and not just Mishalim. If it would be Mishalim, then it would be Ruach HaKodesh. Divrei Asidos is Nevuah. Mashmah that the Baal Ruach HaKodesh aren't saying Asidos. And since Bilam was saying Asidos, then it must be he's a Navi, the famous Ramban in the parashas over there, Chaf Beis Lamed Aleph, Chaf Gimel Dalet, Chaf Gimel Tazayin, Chaf Dalet Aleph. That the Madrega of Bilam changed. First he was a Kosem, then he was a Navi. Then he went back to being a Kosem. The Mora, the Rambam writes that Daniel was a Baal Ruach HaKodesh, not a Navi. And Rav Chesdai Kreskas argues with him, and he says, what are you talking about? Vachar Shigidlo Asidos. He's talking about Achros Hayomim. Mashiyikra imo la'amu b'achar sayyamim eloshen, it says by Bilam. So Daniel is talking Asidos, and the Malach spoke to him. So how did he say that he's not in the group of David and Shlomo? In other words, that he's just a Baal Ruach HaKodesh, that he doesn't have Nevuah. That's the Eira Mad Nezach. He's saying Asidos. Daniel is saying Asidos. So there's a Machlokes team, Rav Chesdai, the Rambam. The Rambam holds Daniel is a Baal Ruach HaKodesh, not a Navi. And Rav Chesdai says, what are you talking about? He's saying Asidos. And his other proofs also. He says, so he must be a Navi. The Radak, incidentally, and the Ramchal argue with Rav Chesdai, and they hold that a Baal Ruach HaKodesh can also receive Asidos. He can also predict the future. So we have Baruch Hashem, a few Yisodos from the Sfarim HaKadoshim and the Divrei Nevuah and Ruach HaKodesh, and I hope that B'Siyata D'Shmaya we're able to continue the shiur with the second segment next time. Shalom, shalom.